In chapter 5, we looked at value proposition. Now, in chapter 6, we are basically going to look at how you will align your resources to the opportunity that you are trying to pitch for. The learning objectives of this particular session are: how do we look at the environment and how do you analyze the environment in order to spot where our opportunities lie and where there could be threats to our business idea. We will try to also recognize the transformation process that occurs in our own enterprise. So every enterprise goes through various phases, and there could be certain changes that could probably happen based on certain models. So we will look at some model which will help us to understand the transformation process that happens as far as our business is concerned. We'll also look at various resources and capabilities that we may have or we may need to develop in order to meet the opportunities and the threats that could occur in our idea. Then we'll also look at how do we align these resources and capabilities and how do we use these potential as a source of innovation and in order to sustain a competitive advantage for our business. So, in order to do an environmental analysis, so basically what we are looking at is basically the external environment and what and how it affects our business. The simplest form is basically called the STEEPL framework, which basically is an acronym which stands for social, technical, economic, environmental, political, legal, and ethical. Okay. Now, let's look at how this looks in a graphological form. So if you're looking at the macro environment and the factors that contribute towards our business idea, the first one, as he said, it's socio-cultural situation. So we basically look at what is the society in which we operate and what are the cultural influences on our business. The next thing that we will look at is what are the technological frameworks that affect our business idea. In this, we could look at technology, we could look at the various forms of technology that affect our resource, our business idea. The next one is the economic. In the economic, in terms of money, in terms of cash flow, in terms of the economy, we will try and understand how that affects our idea. Ecological is more to do with the environment. Of course, today environment has become a very important aspect of living. And hence, we need to look at how ecology is affected by our idea. We will also look at what is the political scenario in which we are operating and what contribution or what effect that could have on our idea. We will also look at what are the legal aspects and how does the legality or the legislations or the legal aspects, how does it affect our idea? And finally, of course, no business can be conducted and no name can be made unless and until we have some sort of an ethical consideration. And we will look at how ethics plays a role in our business idea and it taking it to the marketplace and creating a business out of it. So this is basically the macro level, the environmental factors at a macro level that affects our idea. Then we will also do a micro environmental analysis. Here we will use Potter's 5 forces and we will talk about that in a little while. Then we will also do what is called an internal analysis of our own idea in terms of doing a SWOT, basically looking at what are our strengths, what are our weaknesses, what are the opportunities, and what are the threats. Of course, we will look at it from both sides, from a strength, weakness, opportunity, threat, as well as from a threat, opportunity, weakness, and strength perspective, so that we are able to look at it from both the ends in order to ensure that we are safe while we take this business idea into the marketplace. Then we will also do a scenario analysis. Based on these two macro and micro analysis, we will also come to a conclusion as to how to create a strategy and then how to implement it and how to have controls and balances in this particular space. So when it comes to STEEPL, some of the aspects that you may want to consider under each one of them, let's look at that in a little detail. So when it comes to social, so what is the demographics? What is basically the type of people that inhabit our market? what is the type of population that we have, and what is the rate of population growth that is basically affecting our market? How are people distributed in terms of their age? What type of education do these people possess, and what type of cultural differences are there in the same society or in the same social structure that we are appealing to? What type of lifestyle trends do these people go through? What type of health and welfare do these people have, and what are their career attitudes? So these are some of the aspects that you need to consider under the head of social. Let's look at technological. In terms of technological, some of the aspects that you may want to consider is, what type of technological growth is happening? Do they have access to technology? Is there limited access to technology? Does our product have a technological factor which we need to factor into this particular marketplace? We will also need to look at what type of new innovations are happening under the technology framework. What type of skilled resources are available in order to bring to play, in order to take our business idea into the marketplace? How much automation has happened or is going to happen, and what potential of automation exists in that marketplace? How aware are the people technologically, as far as technology is concerned, in the marketplace, and what type of research is happening in this space? The next one is economical. What type of economical growth has this particular marketplace seen, or is there a lead to it? Is there a lag to it? What type of exchange rate in terms of currency is happening? What type of interest rates are the people in that particular space paying? How does inflation, and what role does inflation play in terms of the particular marketplace? What type of purchasing power do the people whom we are appealing to possess? Is there any unemployment rates, and at what rate is this unemployment that is inhibiting this market? What type of income levels do they have? What type of disposable income do they have? How much income do they have? How much of that is disposable? How much we can expect that people will spend in terms of the product at the price that we are taking it to the marketplace? And what type of investment opportunities exist in this marketplace? The next is environmental. What type of weather does that particular place have? Does weather affect us? What type of weather and what type of climate change happens in that space? What are the environmental policies that govern the marketplace? And is there any atmospheric emissions in terms of carbon, in terms of pollution, that this particular marketplace is basically having? The next one is political. What type of governmental policies rule the marketplace that we are pitching into? What's the type of taxation, and what are the various heads under which taxation is happening? Is the market that we are appearing to basically politically stable? Is there foreign, in case our product is dependent on foreign trade, then what type of rules and regulations and policies is this foreign trade governed by? And if there are any trade restrictions that are there, then what are those trade restrictions, and how do they affect our business idea? The next one is basically legal. What type of a judiciary system or a jurisprudence is available in that particular place? What is the court system? What type of employment laws? What type of discrimination laws one needs to take into consideration? Antitrust is another law that we may probably have to look at in case we are looking at monopolistic marketplaces. What type of trade unionism or collective bargaining takes place in this marketplace? How are consumers protected, and what type of consumer protection is available to the consumer so that we stay ethical while we are pitching this product into the marketplace? What type of health and safety laws govern this place? And in terms of intellectual property, what type of copyright laws are existing in this particular marketplace? The last ingredient in the steeple is basically ethical. What role does bribery play in this particular marketplace? What type of intellectual property protection can we expect? What type of reputation do various organizations have and the marketplace has? What type of business ethics is practiced in this marketplace? And what is the level of confidentiality that is maintained in this particular marketplace? In order to understand the micro aspect of our marketplace, we may basically use Porter's five forces. Okay? It is often used to evaluate the competition in any market. It basically gives you a guideline to understand how do you position yourself in this marketplace. For example, if you are a new entrant, you may want to use this in order to access an existing market. You need to reflect what the outside world and how it is changing and how does it affect your own business idea when you take this to the marketplace. Porter's five forces essentially is basically a set of two opposites and one complementary. Okay? So the first thing that you got to look at is what type of protection from new entrants do we have? What type of threat will you have from substitutes of similar products and services? On the other side, what is the bargaining power of the suppliers? On the opposite side of that would be what is the bargaining power of the buyers? And of course, what other products and services complement the one that you take into the marketplace? So basically, using these scanning tools like the Steeple framework as well as Porter's five forces, you may basically try to understand and apply these to your business idea and try to see how it affects your business idea when you take it to the marketplace. So in chapter 3, we had basically looked at the value delivery system of both inputs and outputs. So here we are basically looking at the transformation model. Transformation is the process that converts input, that what you put into the system, and in terms of output. It's basically the difference between an idea and someone actually using it and taking that business, creating a business idea and taking it into the marketplace. So the transformation model, when you graphically represent it, it looks something like this. There are inputs, then there is a transformation process that occurs, and then there is an output. So that input could be basically creation of the services, production of the goods and services that you want to take into the marketplace. And then the transformation takes place and then you have the finished goods which basically comes out as output. Now, of course, what goes out into the marketplace will also create a feedback loop which is then put into the inputs in order to modify, change or create a better product. And this keeps going on. It's basically a loop between inputs, transformation process and output. Okay, so this is basically the transformation process, basically between inputs and outputs. In the transformation model, if you look at it from a very simplified process or simplified model, basically there are inputs fall into three categories. So there is material, or there are physical things which basically most often than not are called the raw material that go into it. Okay, then there is information, which is part of the process or is transformed through the process. Using this information, using this knowledge, you use on the raw material and convert what you have as raw material into something that can be taken out into the marketplace. And of course, there are going to be people who are basically involved in the transformation process. So essentially, there are three aspects to it. You have material, you have information, and you have people. Material is the raw material that comes in, or the physical things that you might turn into something else in order to take it as an output. Information is the knowledge, is the intellectual property, is the copyrighted intellectual property that you use in order to create the process and transform the input into something that is an output. And of course, the people who through engagement are transformed in some way or the other. So transformation is basically not just limited to raw material turning into something else. It also involves the transformation of information. So basically what happens is, let's presume there is an accountant who basically is writing the receipts, creating the invoices, and from that you create financial statements where basically what came in, how the raw material was worked on, and how invoices were created. So when the raw material comes in, there are certain receipts that are created. And then finally, when the input is converted into an output, there are certain invoices created, and together they form the financial statements of the organization. It may be the transformation of people also. So if you are looking at a gym, then in that case, there is a personal trainer who basically works on you and makes you look better or become fitter. In the transformation process, the middle stage is where the transformation process happens. It involves a configuration of certain facilities that are there, which could be land, which could be basically offices, it could be machinery, it could be other equipment, it could be knowledge. And then there are people such as staff, contractors, who are directly involved in the transformation process. It is through the organization of all these inputs and alignment of the various resources into some sort of capability within the transformation process that you get some kind of an output. So the types of transformational processes. When some physical thing is being made, like probably a car is in production, so there are so many things that go into the creation of a car. So you have metal which comes in, you have basically machinery that comes in, you have basically the seats that come in, you have the tires and the rubbers that come in, the lining that comes in, then there is the various wiring that has to be happening. So when some physical thing is being made, like a car in a production plant or a craftsman creating a chair, it is easily visible. In case of services, it may be based on people and information. So there will be certain type of services that needs to. So in terms of the input, there would be basically some requirement that the customer requires, and this requirement is worked on, and certain set of services are provided by the people in our organization, and these services or these information or these people or what that these people do or the services that they offer may not be easily visible. Let's also look at the various types of transformation processes. So the changes that could happen are physical characteristics of the material or basically the customers. So essentially you can look at fruit being converted into jam, you can look at basically water and various other concentrates converted into soft drinks. It could also be the location of material and information or customer. So basically you're talking about a taxi service or a distribution service. It could also be ownership of material or information, that is basically retailing, where the manufacturer sells to a retailing outlet the products that are created as output, and finally the ownership of that is then passed out to a customer who avails of that particular product. The purpose of form of information, that is basically online availability of city bus services. So a favorite example could be probably the Red Bus, where you could probably go onto the particular website and then click on that, and from there you can avail bus services from that particular location to another particular location and the schedules of that. Psychological or physiological state of customers. So it could also be people who come to salons and the beautician or the hairdresser works on them, on their getup or their looks. Or it could be basically a person who is ill who comes to a hospital or to a doctor, and the doctor treats them and makes them disease free. There could also be overlapping in the transformation that happens. So organizations often transform a series of inputs, and you can categorize transformation in certain categories. They could probably be manufacture, where there is a physical creation that happens. So you probably, like we took the example of a car, multiple raw material from different sources like metal, like rubber, like lining, like wires, like tires, seats, they are all electrical wiring, they all come to one place and then they get created, a car is created out of it. It could also be transportation, that is basically movement of people or material. So it could probably be a bus service where people are transported from one point to the other. Or it could be movement of material, like packers who basically would pack at one place, or a transport system where they would probably book cargo at a particular place and transport it over land or sea or air or through any of those mediums to another destination. It could also be supply, where basically involves the change of ownership. So when it is manufactured or it is basically provided by the business owner, it is owned by the business owner, it is taken into the supply chain, and through the supply chain it is passed on to the consumer, and thus changing the ownership of that particular output. It could also be services, which basically involves customers who are treated or storage of those materials happen for a particular fee. In overlapping transformations, you may also want to consider the overlapping transformation process typically involves smaller transformations with different outputs. Among some of the things that happen would be transformation of raw material through a process. So like we took the example of the car, where you have probably metal that comes, then the metal gets beaten into a particular shape. There are certain molds that they go into and certain shapes are formed so that the look of the car is created. Then you have basically the internal work of the car, which is basically the electrical wiring that is done. So wire comes in as a raw material and then gets processed and it basically is laid out in the car. Then you have the installation of the engine, which also comes in different forms, and it probably there are small processes in creation of the engine, which then gets put together and then moves into the particular car. Then you have seats which are used in the car, and they come in from different people, from different service providers, and then they are fitted into the car. Then you have the basic painting that happens. Then you have the finishing that happens. So this is transformation of raw material through the process. Then you have another system, could be customer service. So customer service could be basically the basic customer service that is basic, supposed to be. So it could be great. It could be basically meet and greet and provide information. It could be probably solution of a problem. It goes beyond meeting just basic needs. It could probably be to meet the basic needs on one side. On the other side, it could go beyond and create customer delight. Then the supply of products and services to different locations, because there is always, every organization would need a supply chain to ensure that the product and service basically reaches the customer. So supply chains could basically mean, if it is a tangible good, it could probably mean by which you create it at the manufacturing facility. Now it is quite possible that one manufacturing facility will probably specialize on one set of transformation, while there could be multiple such transformation areas that the same product or the same input would probably need to go through. And after once that is done, then it is transported finally to that particular place where it can be then sent out to various other go-to market places from where the customer can procure that particular product. There could also be from supporting employees through training and employment. So you, all this needs people, and people need to be recruited, they need to be employed, they need to be trained, and there is constant use and work that is done by the people on the various raw materials that basically creates the finished product.